is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Projections from the second round of France's parliamentary elections on Sunday show President Emmanuel Macron's alliance has received the most seats, but has lost its outright majority. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
Polls are being held nationwide to select members of the National Assembly, the most powerful branch of France's parliament. Predictions based on partial results show that Macron's candidates would win between 200 and 250 seats, but that's much less than the 289 needed for a straight majority. A new coalition forming between the hard left, socialists, and the Greens, as his main opposition, and the growing far right party, puts pressure on Macron's political future. I'm Naomi Shannon.
According to official estimates, the far-right National Rally Party, led by Marine Le Pen, will win between 85 to 90 seats, up from just 2 in 2012 and 8 in 2017, which could make it the second largest party in parliament. Major pollsters last week estimated the National Rally Party would pick up just 25 to 50 seats. Witnesses in Ethiopia say more than 200 people, mostly ethnic Amhara, have been killed in an attack in the country's Oromia region. One witness told the Associated Press that he counted 230 bodies. Witnesses and the Oromia regional government blame the Oromo Liberation Army for the attacks. The rebel group has denied the accusations. The attack is one of the deadliest in recent memory as ethnic tensions continue in Africa's second most populous country. The Amhara people, Ethiopia's second largest ethnic group, have been targeted frequently in regions like Oromia. One of Tunisia's main political parties said Sunday it would not recognize any agreement